Everybody's familiar with accordions, or at least I hope. You see them in movies and all around the place. I personally have never actually seen one in person, but guess what? We
What?
have a little gem in the northwest corner of Connecticut in North Canaan called the New England Accordion Connection and Museum Company. And Mr. Paul Ramuni is here today to tell us about his venture there. Maybe we can start out with the story of how you came to be.
Oh boy, that's quite a story. I played the accordion when I was a kid out on Long Island. I was around 13 years old. My mother made me do it. And God bless her. She told me it was something that was good, clean, and wholesome. And at that point in my life, I really didn't care too much about good, clean, and wholesome because there was this guy named Elvis that was running around, and everybody was getting attached to his music. And here I was sitting with a big, fat old accordion on my chest and learning how to play it. It didn't do an awful lot for my love life, I can guarantee you that. So from that point on, I stopped after a few years when I went to college, and that accordion sat in a closet for about 42 years. And then one day in Vermont, and we still don't know why this happened or how it happened. I on a vacation with my wife, and I woke up on a Wednesday, sat on the edge of the bed, and I looked at my wife and I said, "Honey, I got to find an accordion today." And she got very worried about me, thought we'd end up in the hospital or something like that. She said, "We're in the middle of the woods. How are you gonna?" Well, long story short, I found the guy after only one phone call, two towns over, and he had a whole bunch of antiques and what have you in his garage, renovated garage, and he had some accordions. They happened to be little concertinas that came out of the camps at Dachau during World War II. And then I heard the story about how those got there and the horror of those camps. The camps for the prisoners in World War II. And it hooked me, and I just started seeing the backstories. I was pursuing the backstories of these accordions, and we started finding them. That's the short story, or for short version of how it happened.
All right, so then what led you to creating a museum?
Well, we started looking for them in tag sales and what have you, and I discovered that every accordion has a backstory. People bought them only to make other people happy. They bought them because they wanted to play them. And when do you play them? You play them when family comes over, times when people were gathering. There was no radio, no TV at that point. These go back 200 years. And so the stories got me. And it wasn't just wartime stories. It was funny stories, family stories. It was history in a box. And the music melodically told the story. And I couldn't break away from it.
So
Looking
that's
for
when you
them.
decided to share that story with everybody and share those instruments. Now, you originally started out at your home in North Canaan and then inevitably found a new home at the renovated railroad station in North Canaan. And then since that, you have grown even bigger there. Tell us a bit about the growth and then what you're doing today, because you're doing more than just having a museum. You're offering lessons and things to people, and you're trying to spread the word, I guess you would say, about accordions, and then hopefully get more and more people to have your level of interest in them, because obviously you dream about them at night. So.
And that's a pretty good summary of it. But when we started this thing out, we had an outbuilding on our property. And so I started putting them in there. But every time somebody came in, they had a story. And those stories are what we collected and are still collecting that cover the last 200 years. But then we started having young people come in and they got interested. It's very interesting to see kids in their and very young children like the idea of making music. Everything is handed to them on the radio or TV or on their cell phones, music, music all over the place, and it's already made. So now we're offering lessons. We've been offering lessons, and we have accordions for sale. We got about 120 of them sitting on a shelf that are saleable. We've got a display of over 500 in this one room, which used to be the brewery here in Canaan. And so we have jam sessions, we have individual lessons, we get into sheet music, repairs. We can do it all.
So you have 500 of these on display, just ones from all periods. How old is the oldest one?
The oldest one goes back to about 1810. So you're looking at least 210, 15 years. We've got the original accordion, what came out of China, and I have a model of it. That goes back 3,500 years. And that's a whole story in itself. But that's where the original concept came from. But it didn't get to the European continent until late 1700s when they started making the more modern version of the accordion. And so that's when we picked up the display and the discussion.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily, when you look at modern bands and such, or your videos that show people playing, you don't see that many people playing accordions with other people, I guess. Is the jam sessions you have just accordions, or do other people come in and join with other instruments?
Well, no, we have accordions, but we invite anybody in with whatever they play, as long as it'll fit through the door, you bring it, and they bring their ukuleles, they bring their violins, they bring their trombones. And it's amazing to watch the dynamics between people. Sometimes they jam together, but it's music. And there's something about the music that brings people together, which is kind of rare today. But with the accordions and with music, people come and we're all playing and enjoying each other's company.
Well, I know that I see through our listening area numbers of places now where they're having jam sessions at least on a monthly basis. I know the Grange over in Copake has one each month. And I think this is kind of what you're talking about, where people just get together and they enjoy music and they haven't really planned on anything to play per se. But they all just kind of play off of one another. And what's interesting is looking at the accordion, which you don't see that often, or at least I don't see it that often. How does that mesh in when they try to work with other musicians? Is that a nice seamless tie, or is there a little bit of awkwardness that happens?
Yeah, it's a little bit of awkwardness. See, the accordion, when it was originally conceived and constructed, it has numerous reeds in it. So when you blow a penny whistle, for example, you get one sound out of it. But the accordion with multiple reeds, it's really hard to put it into an orchestra because it dominates. It makes a lot of sound coming out of all of those reeds that you're using. So you don't see it in orchestras very often. Bands will pick them up. Rock bands will use it. But generally when the accordion is going to be played in a rock band, they segregate a couple of bar lines of music for that accordion to play a solo, or it's in the background maybe and gives you that a faint sound, but it competes with all the other instruments and generally drowns them out. So they have to surgically place it in the overall band that's playing.
Yeah, no, a lot of times when I see it in, motion pictures or TV programs, it's usually a solo instrument being played, and a lot of times you'll see people dancing to it, and it's somewhat of an upbeat instrument. I've never seen it played in a like a down mode. It's always, up and peppy and makes you feel good. Do you get that general impression about that?
Yes, that's true. Originally, polka was big with the accordion. Polka came through from France with the immigrants that came into the country. They brought the accordions, and whether they were out on the prairie or wherever they were, that kind of music instigated instant physical connection. People got up and wanted to dance, and that's what they were trying to do, is get people to come together, and the accordion really helped in that regard. It still has its magic. But back in the, I'd say the 40s or even mainly the 50s, we started to see the accordion being used for classical music. And now you can go online, punch it in, and the YouTube videos come up. There are people that play these accordions, and it's beyond belief. Their hands are moving at warp speed, and they can play all the Bach and Beethoven on these accordions. It's amazing. So it's
No.
really adapted to all different kinds of music.
So do you think the accordion is making a comeback, if you will?
Well, who's you? They're making them like crazy in China. They're making them by the millions because they've got a lot of people. They don't let the accordions out of the country, but they have music schools over there that are 10, 20,000 people in each school. And then North Korea, of all places, everybody seems to play the accordion there. You go to South America, they love the accordion. Europe, if you take a flight over, especially in Italy, you'll see them on the corners doing their busking, we call somebody playing an accordion. And there's pockets in this country, especially along the southern border, where we got Zydeco and Tex-Mex kind of music and all kinds of traditional music out west in the Midwest. So it's still very active. The capital of the accordion music, called creation of the units, is Castelfidardo in Italy. There used to be, oh, I don't know how many hundreds of manufacturers in Italy. Now it's down to 20 or 30, but it's still being produced and in demand.
Do they manufacture it all in the United States?
No more. No,
No more. Wow.
we don't make them in the United States at all. We used
Okay.
to back in the 20s and 30s. You see what happened around 1900, the piano was really perfected and people loved the piano. And it was an Italian accordion maker, Paolo Soprani company in Italy. They got smart. He said, we got buttons on these accordions. Everybody loves a piano. Why don't we get rid of the buttons on the right side and put in piano keys, and we'll have a portable piano? And son of a gun, that's what happened. And it just took off. They were making them by the many thousands, pumping them out at least 400,000 or 500,000 a year. And it became very popular for the 20s, the 30s, 40s, and even into the 50s. And then, of course, the rock bands came on the scene, Elvis, whatnot. So it, fell back in popularity.
Yeah, there seem to be cycles in music as well, because I remember growing up in my teen years, disco was the big thing, and people always said when it died that it was never coming back. Well, it's made a few comebacks over the years, oddly enough, and I think the same thing goes with instruments. There are waves where people get interested. The most surprising thing I have to say I've learned from you today on this is the China origin, because I don't recall seeing any kind of movies or documentaries or anything about Chinese people or North Korean people playing the accordion.
Yeah.
It's amazing,
Well,
and you're telling me it's the hotbed.
yeah, but they're very careful about what they let out of the country in
I guess so.
movies. Yeah. So you don't seem to hear. I ran into a guy by mistake, actually. And he looked, like he was from China. And we were in a music shop, and I just introduced myself and wondering why he was there. And he turned out to be a music teacher in China, and he taught accordions. And he said, "Oh, we've got accordion schools all over China." He says, "At my school," and he mentioned the province, I can't remember, but in his one school, he had 30,000 students that were learning how to play, and they play accordions. Now, the way they would do it is they have these big buildings, and the government, the state would buy the accordions, they'd place one on each chair. And you would get a schedule when you could come in and play the accordion with I don't know how many hundreds of other people, because they had so many folks that were involved. And I said, 30,000 kids in one accordion school. That
Well,
was wild.
that is wild to think about that. It breaks my brain, I think. Well, Paul, I have to say it's been very educational this morning. And Paul has a museum over in North Canaan. He is the New England Accordion Connection and Museum Company. They are open at various hours, open Tuesdays through Sundays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., closed on Mondays. You can call him if you need something outside of those hours. And if you're interested, from what you've heard today, Paul's got a museum of 500 of them over there. And I think I may have to sneak on over there and check it out because I have never looked at the accordions. And now I almost have to. I don't have a choice. So we thank you so much, Paul. Hopefully, good luck with the museum, and we hope people keep coming to see it. And we'll have to talk to you some other. Maybe we'll have you play the accordion for us.
Oh, we can do that.
We can do that. That's right. So,
Okay.
okay, Paul. Well, thank you so much,
Thank
and have a
you.
great day.
Thank you. You too.